Unit 15. The father of all vitamins. Casimir Funk. Vitamins are so much a part of modern life that you may have a hard time believing they were first conclusively identified and defined less than a century ago. Of course, people have long known that certain foods contain something special. For example, nearly 4,000 years ago, the Egyptian king, Amenophis IV, consumed liver to help him see clearly when the light was poor. 2,000 years later, the Greek physician Hippocrates prescribed raw liver soaked in honey for nyctalopia, night blindness. By the end of the 18th century, 1795, British Navy ships carried a mandatory supply of limes or lime juice to prevent scurvy among the men on long journeys, thus earning the Brits once and forever the nickname Limeys. The Japanese, whose sailors had similar problems with beriberi, from beriberi, the word for weak in Sinhala, a language spoken in Sri Lanka, protected their men by adding whole grain barley to the normal ship's rations. Everyone knew these remedies worked, but no one knew why until the turn of the 20th century, when Casimir Funk, a Polish biochemist working first in England and then in the United States, identified somethings in food that he called vitamins. Vita equals life. Amens equals nitrogen compounds. The following year, Funk and a fellow biochemist, Briton Frederick Hopkins, suggested that some medical conditions, such as scurvy and beriberi, were simply deficiency diseases caused by the absence of a specific nutrient in the body. Adding a food with the missing nutrient to one's diet would prevent or cure the deficiency disease. What else is there to say except Eureka!